And the news got out, I heard a little about it, around town, you know. Well, we need some more of that. We need some more of that. But when you don't understand, I'm going to get back to prophecy and tongues, interpretation of the tongue. When you don't understand the public side of it, you misuse it, because tongues and interpretation of tongue in privacy operate, you use it different from you do in public. I'll explain later as I go. Hallelujah. Same process, but you do different something. Hallelujah. That all right? Okay. Are you ready then? Let's see, we have to go back to the script and examine them. So put it back up there. Let's start back. Let's go back up to verse 1. Okay, let's look at it so we can understand. See, I have found out in studying scripture, and I still have so much to learn. I have found out in studying scripture, you need to run reference, but you need to study it enough so you find out how it said. You need to know who's talking and who is talking to. Now, when you understand, and then if you don't spend time with God in prayer and allow His Spirit to have His place to bring revelation to you and understanding, you can read over and you never know what it said. It's sort of like a code book. Sort of like a code, you know. You're looking at it, but you don't know what it's saying. And you cannot understand scripture with the natural mind. I don't want to do a lot of rabbit trail, but I have to do these to bring revelation of what we're saying. So I'm going to do this for real. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time, but I want you to listen. And we're coming right back to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, I think, y'all just hold what you got. What I want to do, how I want to do that, Lord. I'm going to do it, and probably later on we'll come back to it, but I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it now so we can get back to what we are doing here, okay? Okay. It says in verse 12, now we have received not the Spirit. Now we have not received the Spirit that be, this is in the Amplified Classic. Belongs to the world, but the Holy Spirit, who is from God, given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gifts. See, that's why He gave us the Spirit, so we can do what? So we can realize, comprehend, and appreciate the gifts. See, 9, these gifts were given to the whole church so we could understand how to flow with them and allow them to operate to bring the blessing God wants us to have. See, too many times, and I'm determined, and there's a war sometime goes on. I'm determined to bring to this congregation what thus says the Lord. So if you want it, it's in the trough. You know what I mean by that? Well, you older people may know, but you young people, it's on the table.
All right.
So you can be a partaker of it. You don't have to live your life trying to make something work for you. You can learn how to receive, and it works all the time. All right. There's nothing about God that it doesn't work. There's nothing about God that it's not true. There's nothing about God that he can't do. Nothing. Notice I say about him. I didn't say about lying. That's about Satan. But there's nothing about God he can't do. Everything he said, he can do it and back it up with extra, if you'll let me say it like that. You can't outdo him. You can't put a limit on him. This is what he want to get us hooked up to. Get us in the flow of so we'll know how to go with him. We struggle with things we shouldn't be struggling with. I mean, it may start out because we don't know, but over a period of time, we should gain knowledge and insight, and we should develop so we don't struggle anymore. I don't struggle with paying my tithes and offering. At first, I kind of struggled with it. I don't struggle with getting on the prayer line. At first, I was apprehensive. There are things you grow past, you develop in, you learn how. I don't struggle trying to drive a vehicle. When I first started, I wasn't too sure. But at the same time, I wanted to drive faster than I needed to drive. That's just like some folks say. Where's Jar? Anyway, we'll go on. Like I said, I get on the rabbit trails. I don't want to do that. I got to stay with this. We'll talk about that later. So let's pick up where apprehend these. It says, given to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate gifts of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavishly bestowed on us by God. Did you hear that? See, these gifts. They are lavishly. You have full rights to yield, make yourself available. And so I'm going to explain this. You need to be available as a pastor, stand in the office. I need to be available to the Holy Spirit when he want to flow in a certain way. He want to manifest a gift or gifts. Sometimes they often work two and three. You may a prophecy may come forth, and sometimes it come forth with revelation because a revelation gift is work. They don't. We single them out to get understanding, but they often work together. Okay, so let me finish this up. Let me finish this up so I can get back over there because I don't want to spend too much time here. Verse 13 says, and we are setting these true forth in the words not taught by human wisdom. That's what we're getting away from. We want to get rid of all human opinion and what they think about it and how I feel about it. It's not how you feel about it, what God has said about it. Can you comprehend that? Amen. Human wisdom, but taught. Let me start over. And we are setting these truths forth in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining, interpreting spiritual truth with spiritual language. To those who possess the Holy Spirit. To those who possess the Holy Spirit. See, this is why tongues, just the gift of tongue, being filled with the Holy Spirit, is so confusing to people because they won't receive him. You can't. Jesus said this out of his own mouth, didn't he?